some of the younger children here are not familiar with this riddle, but those of us that are older should be familiar. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men and servants could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So who's Humpty Dumpty? Well, it's pretty easy to look at the world and point out maybe heads of state or heads of the country or Humpty Dumpties. Or maybe the owners who recently resigned from their position at Facebook are the Humpty Dumpties. Or perhaps a cardinal in our church had a great fall. But there could be others here. Maybe someone here knows someone who's gone through a divorce. Maybe somebody here knows someone who had a discussion with their doctor and they're very sick. Maybe there's someone here who just lost their job. You see, we all fall. In fact, the deacon spoke about God's mercy for those who are sinners. That's us. God's mercy for those who have been unfaithful to our leader, to Christ. But the message is one of hope. The message is not one of, there you go again, you fell and you failed, and you're going to have a miserable life. In fact, the one who is giving us that message is in prison. John the Baptist is in prison. And he sends his followers to find out who Christ is. Is he the one that we've been waiting for or not? The search for the identity of Jesus has been going on a long time. And those who like to read books, and those who like to do research, that's the one you want to think about at this time. And you won't find yourself disappointed, because as you must have heard in today's first reading, there's an awful lot that's going on in the life of Jesus. And he too points to what he's done as his identity. Go ahead. Find out what happens to the blind. Find out what happens to those who are confused. I don't leave them abandoned. I don't leave them hurting. I heal them. I help them. I feel for them. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. But all the kings and all the servants of the kings could not put them back together again. If we don't have hope, as it says with the first candle, and if we don't have peace, that talks about the second candle, nor joy, nor love. Aren't we in a horrible situation? But read the paper today. Look around with your family. It isn't here yet. Completely. Are you the one who we have been waiting for? Or should we look to another? You know, humans cannot live without hope. Unlike our lower animals, it is essential to ourselves. Because without something to live for, without something to look forward to, we then would surrender to death and despair. For most of us, we find all sorts of things to live for. Some measure of success, need for some security. For our children, that they may have a better life than we had. Or some live for a better world. They get involved in politics. They get involved in medicine or technology. So that the future generations might be better off. But one of the reasons why we, who are believers, follow and hear about the Old Testament people during this season is to learn what to hope for. That first reading was a great description of what to hope for. And basically, the people of the Old Testament had the courage to hope for big things. Big things. Grande. Namely, that the desert would be turned into fertile land. That those who've been scattered and divided people would be gathered together again. That the blind would see, that the deaf would hear, that the lame would walk, that not only their own people, but all people on the earth would be united in the blessings of everlasting peace. Wouldn't that be wonderful? To read the paper, you wake up on Christmas Day and say, the United States Congress has just passed a law that there would be free hospitalization. Free hospitalization. Some people are promising that. That's big, big. Thank you. Clearly, the people's hopes in the Old Testament were not so different than our own. Lasting peace, to live in peace, to have enough food, to have an end to suffering, an end to pain and misery. We differ from the people in the Old Testament, though, in two ways. The first, that Jesus has come. Yes, Jesus has made a difference already in the lives of many people. The miracles he did while he was on this earth. The teachings that he gave, that gave hope to people. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Yes, I know some of them sound like riddles, but only to make us think deeper. For this man is more than a man. But he lived this world. He lived and suffered and died. But he gives hope. If you know the ending of his life, he rose up. So we differ from the people of the Old Testament because we know Jesus. And another reason why we differ is that we have the Mass, where Jesus, in a real way, returns. For the time being, since we are partially made whole, we are partially redeemed. During the Christmas season, the churches put extra hours into the day to decorate. But they also put extra time to be with people to celebrate our oneness in the Lord. And confession is an annual visit by many people because they know that there's more to do in their life to bring about this hope for themselves and for others. So that every voice, like John the Baptist, would be working for peace and justice, and everyone counts. There's no second class. As it says in today's gospel, the least among those in the kingdom are greater than John the Baptist. The least among. It began with the riddle. Let me answer with another one. The title of this is The Weight of Nothing. Tell me the weight of a snowflake. A mouse asked a wild dove. Nothing more than nothing was the answer. In that case, I must tell you a marvelous story. The mouse said, I sat on the branch of a fir close to its trunk when it began to snow. Not heavily, not in a raging blizzard, no, just like a dream without any violence. Since I didn't have anything better to do, I counted the snowflakes settling on the twigs and the needles of my branch. Their number was exactly 3,741,952. When the next snowflake dropped into the branch, nothing more than nothing, as you say, the branch broke off. Having said that, the mouse went away, and the dove, since Noah's time and authority on the matter, thought about the story for a while and finally said, perhaps there is only one person's voice lacking for peace to come about in the world. Everyone counts. Jesus, if there was only one person in this world when he was born, would still have come to save the world. That's where our hope is. That's why we patiently wait for his return as we work as hard as we can to bring about hope, peace,